Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hey, everybody, all you beautiful people. I love you. I love my listeners. I love my guests. I am just so loving us. We are just the best people we know. That's the name of the show. I am so excited to have you here today. I've been waiting months for this show. I'm telling you, it just gets better and better. This is going to be a blast. So if you have, maybe you want to take notes, maybe you want to call a friend if you know a mom, all moms, this is a must-listen-to show for moms. This is perfect. And you can also take the show and download it. You can put it on your mobile device. We're on iTunes now, so if you go to the front of the Blog Talk page, I have a little link there on the right. It says iTunes, and you can put us to the mobile device. You can go walking now. You can get your mind vitamins from the Best People We Know show on the go. Worry-free updates. Hit that follow and fave sign, and you'll get all the information about shows that are special shows in addition to our Tuesdays and Thursdays shows, like today, because today we were blessed to be able to get Debbie Mancini, and many of you know her because she's been on NBC, CBS Morning Shows. I mean, she's just everywhere. Her beautiful face is everywhere. Oh, you can find her on Facebook, too. Yes, absolutely. And I have the proof right there because I have your picture posted on my page there, Deb. But I'm going to introduce you to Debbie before I bring her on and let her share her shine to help you be your creative best so that you can be feeling the love and enjoying life, because that's what we're here to do on this show. So, without further ado, Debbie Mancini Wilson, who is she? Well, I'm going to give you a few tips. Family creativity expert for NBC and CBS morning shows. Best-selling author of Color My World. She's an award-winning poet. She's a radio personality. She's a speaker. She's a coach. She's a workshop leader. And most important, best job of all, she's a wife and a fantastic mom. Mm-hmm. If you've seen her on television or heard her on the radio, participated in one of her interactive workshops, or have been motivated by her books and articles, you know that Debbie children and adults tap into their imagination and nurture creative self-expression. Debbie knows these abilities help us to enhance our individual authenticity and ultimately live happier by living true to ourselves and our life purpose. Ooh, love it. Once we cultivate our ingenuity, just about everything else becomes easier. Yes. So, don't you want to be one of those people who wakes up each day and makes a conscious decision to grasp with both hands the tools to make great things happen? It's easier than you might think, and it's way more fun than what you already know. And as a parent, what could be more fulfilling than passing these awesome secrets along to your children? So without further ado, here she is, our guest expert today, Debbie Mancini. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb. Thank you so much. I will try my best to live up to that wonderful introduction.
Listen, girlfriend, you earned it. You are amazing. You are a shining star, lighting up those dark skies, I tell
you. Well, you know, all I want to do is ignite little sparks of creativity in minds and set them loose, because that's all they need is just a little juice, and then wow, you just watch it flow. It's an amazing thing, and lucky me that I get to do it. And then through that, through what I do, I get to meet amazing people like yourself. I mean, talk about amazing. I get to take my shoes off and rub my toes through the blue grass. Thank you, Deb.
The sky is green and the grass is blue. Yes, I think I've heard that phrase somewhere before.
I'm a wonderful woman,
you know,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what I, in coloring our world bright and beautiful, you know, one of the things that I think is so great about what you just said, and for everybody listening, sometimes we think, oh, it has to be big. It has to take a lot of time. It has to be major for it to have any effect. And I'm always telling people, hey, bullets are small and they can kill you, and a key is a small thing, but it moves your whole car and gets you where you want to go. And that's what I think you're going to tell us today, are these little jewels, these little diamonds, these precious, you know, pieces of amazing value that really can make the crown of our life brilliant with our families, with ourselves, you know, get our creativity on and all that. So, you know, I know that we could talk about a lot of things, but I was wondering if we could just start out with a lot of people relating to being stressed out, filled with anxiety, and I think our society is bombarded with it. You know, social media, we were talking before we came on air about how social media can be a great thing that you and I had met through Facebook, and Tamara, and so forth, and, you know, how that was a good thing and used for a good purpose, but, you know, a lot of these things aren't. So, you know, sometimes when things like this, you know, we become saturated and negative, it's really important to address our family issues even more, wouldn't you say? And how can we do that?
I agree 100%. And the beautiful thing about what I get across to parents, and I do get it across, not try, I get it across because all I need is a moment of their time and to give a little tiny snippet of an example, and they get it. They get it. So listeners, you're just get ready to get it because it's so easy. It's so much easier than what you're doing. Yes, Deb, you are so right. We are filled with anxiety. We're filled with stress. We're filled with fear. There's so much out there that we have to fear every time our kids get on the internet. What are they doing? Who are they talking to? Blah, blah, blah. But here's the key. I'm going to just give you the one key element that, and you're all going to roll your eyes and say, yeah, but how do you do that? But the one key element is getting to know what's in your kid's head and what's in your kid's heart. Once you know that, you don't have to be afraid anymore. You don't have to fear anything. So, okay, how do we get to know what's in our kid's head and heart? Well, quite simply, through self-expression. And once you figure out how easy it is to get your child to start expressing what's in their head and heart, now be prepared. You might not always, it might not always be, oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that wonderful? But here's why you need to unlock that and get it flowing. Because if it's not warm and fuzzy, if it's not happy and glowy, then you need to roll up your sleeves and get it fixed. But if you don't know that it's not warm and glowy, you're not going to fix it. And your child is going to manifest and get worse.
Yep. And so what you're saying is, you know, you really have to have that awareness before you can have the new action. And, you know, that is so important to ask the right question and get the right answers. And I know that you're going to be having a seminar which people, I'm all excited to tell you guys about this Mamagenuity. I'm going to be attending so we can all be the best people we know have to go to this too. So you're going to be telling us about Mamagenuity, but you know, the brain, when you talk about getting into our kids' heads, you know, one of the things that I love about you and your expertise is getting into the brain, knowing how it's functioned and how the two sides, the left and the right, work together and, you know, talking about train niches and all that. Can you share with the listeners a little bit more so that we can really walk away knowing how to really get into our kids' heads?
Absolutely.
Might help us to get into our own too, Deb. I don't know. Using this.
I'll tell you what, and that is the beauty of the Mamagenuity webinar series coming up, because I started out, I wrote a children's book, and the book, like most great inventions, was born out of necessity. If I could just back up for a moment and just talk a little bit about that. When my sons were in third, fourth, fifth grade, and that's pretty much where I stopped. I'm eternally stuck in fourth grade. So when I recognized that, okay, the macaroni art stopped coming home, now my sons are under all this pressure to perform on their tests. Oh, it's all about test scores. And my sons were just balled up about, you know, with all this anxiety about doing well on these tests, because, of course, the No Child Left Behind Act. Federal funding is based on test scores. So, of course, that comes down, filters down from the federal funding to the administration, to the teachers, ultimately to the students. These students are under so much pressure and so much stress, and with that comes the double negative of backing off the arts to release that stress, which we all do need. We all need a release. So as schools are focusing on test scores, backing off of the arts, which is backing out of the stress release for our kids, what they're not getting is that they're pulling the plug on their own system. In theory, it's a great, great thing to, you know, don't leave any child behind, so we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But what they're missing is there are just boatloads of statistics and information out there to substantiate the fact that well-rounded children, you know, the children that are exposed to the arts are better-rounded children, and better-rounded children perform better on tests. So when you take the arts away from them, you're really pulling the plug on what you're trying to achieve. It's not working. So with my personality, Deb, I am not a fighter. I'm a fixer by nature. I don't want to put up my dukes and fight the system. I don't want to waste negative energy or draw in negative energy by trying to do that. So what did I do? I started working with my kids at home. Let me exercise the right brain, because the left brain is the linear side. You know, technical, black and white, let's just focus on tests. The right side is shoot from the hip, warm and fuzzy, artsy, you know, creative. We need both sides to function properly in order to be successful. And here's the key, in order to be authentic, true to ourselves. We are all born with our own design stamped on us at birth. And then we lose that along the way because we're busy conforming to whatever it is we think we should be conceived or perceived as by society, by our industry, by our businesses, by our peers. Blah, yuck. You know, we need to be ourselves. And by doing that, by being true to ourselves and being authentic, we will serve our life's purpose, as you are doing so eloquently, Deb, as I am doing with what I do. And we are helping other people while we are doing what we were designed to do. We're living authentically. Some people might not get that. That's okay. I have people look at me like I have three eyes. Because I'm now doing work with corporations. Yes, I started out with my warm and fuzzy little children's book, but as I'm working with kids, there are parents in the back of the room that are saying to me, "Whoa, I can't believe how much I learned from this. I mean, I'm watching my child unfold and open up, but I learned a lot. Can you come do this at my business and to my sales staff and to whomever?" So that was the birth of Mama Genuity.
Well, you know, it's really pause for a second, because I think that you just really had a powerful statement there. And I think that, you know, the big kids need this as much as the little kids. But, you know, you really give a paradox, don't you? It's the irony that you're really forcing us to face, that the one thing that we want is to be authentic so that we can be comfortable in our own skin, so we won't be vulnerable to the negative, because we'll be so, you know, woven in the fabric of ourselves so tightly that we won't be affected by outside things, so that we will be authentic. And if that's the goal, ironically, you have to exercise that right brain. You have to be creative. And doing that is going to help all the other things. So, you know, you think that you want better test scores or you want to function better in X, Y, and Z, but you have to balance that out. It's going to be exercising that right brain, exercising those arts, exercising that creativity. It's going to feed the whole soul so that you can have that authenticity. And the fact that that doesn't go away from childhood to the people that you just said you're working with in businesses, you know, gives everybody an emergency flashlight right now in your face that, you know, this is what you need to do, because discovering yourself and being your best is going to help everybody around you, including your children and work. And this really is a show that I think is focused for momagenuity or for moms, but, you know, who couldn't benefit from this? I have to say, I think it's, you know, perfect food for the soul for anyone, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. Well, it is. And, you know, what's amazing to me is when I work in corporations or do one-on-one with adults, one of the first things most adults say to me is, oh, well, you know, I need this because I'm not creative and I need you to teach me how to be. Or they're shying away from it with one hand up. No, not me. Talk to somebody else because I'm not creative. That is not true. We were all born creative. We were created. We have our stamp, our design stamped on us at birth, but we unlearn it while we're busy trying to conform. And the other side of that is I don't teach creativity. You have your own creative process. I simply give you tools and exercises to open up to it, to put that antenna up, get that radar out there, and be open to your aha moments. It's creativity is what it is. And in order to do that, the number one rule that I have to tell most people is to lighten the heck up.
Stop being, yes, laughter is the good medicine, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? You're taking yourself too doggone seriously. You need to tap into that child, that inner child. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid. And if you're doing this with your children, some of these exercises that I'm going to give the moms out there to do, I'm going to look like a fool in front of my kid because I can't write poetry. I can't do that. I can't draw. That is the best gift you can give your child, to sit down with them and say, we're going to do something fun and creative, and then to completely and utterly flop. Because your child just saw that, hey, mom can't really do this, but she gave it her all, and we had fun. And what did I learn about my mom? I learned that, well, A, she can't draw real well. B, she's got a fun side that I don't normally see because she gets me off to school, she goes off to work, we come home, we eat, she helps me with her homework, gets me to bed. It's all technical, scheduled stuff, but I just found out that my mom's got a lighter side, and I like that about her. Wow, that's precious.
That is so precious, and we're going to take a quick break here, and I want to let people know that I tried to open up the chat room. I know that usually the chat room is so much fun, Deb, but it's not opening up, so I want to apologize to people for that. But if you have a question for Debbie, please do call at 347-637-1318, 347-637-1318. Hit 1 for host there on the number dial pad, and then you can be in queue to speak with Deb live, which is a real great opportunity. You don't always get that. And when we come back after this short break, Debbie's going to tell us how to unlock and find that inner voice and get our confidence out of the gates. And she's going to give us some exercises that we can do. So get a friend, get your cup of coffee, get ready, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Do you want to change your life and transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get a copy and sign up for her free mind vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now.
Okay. A little cha-cha music there. All right, well, we're back with Debbie Mancini, and she is going to, she's telling us about momagenuity and how to get ourselves into authenticity, and she's going to tell us now how to really find that inner voice so that we can get confident with a few exercises. So take it away, Deb.
Okay, cool. What I'm going to try to do is give some golden nuggets, some laser tips for individuals and for parents, and for children. So I'm going to try to give just a few of each, and some of them are the same for each. I already gave you rule number one, lighten the heck up. The second thing is to don't make things so complicated. We have a tendency to overcomplicate, overthink things. For example, I talked about unlocking your child's head and heart, trying to find out what's in their head and what's in their heart. And now, most parents know that the minute you broach a conversation with your child, they know they're smarter than we give them credit for, and they shut down. They completely and utterly lock that door even tighter. So what you have to do is trick them. I'm sorry, but you have to trick them. And there are easy ways to do that. One of the, and I'm going to give some really incredible exercises in our Momagenuity webinar. But for right now, I'll give you one really cool tool, and that is writing exercises. Now, when I say these things to parents, they immediately project their feelings onto their children. Oh, well, they're not going to do that because they don't like to write. Or they're not going to, well, first and foremost, you can throw the yabbits, as I call them, right out the window. Yabbit, they're going to, yabbit, I'm going to. Here's what you do. You tell your kid that you're just going, you want to do this because you want to lock it away for in the future. You want to be able to pull this out when your kid is grown and gone from the house and read these for yourself. So your child wants to please you. We're all pleasers by nature. We're all pleasers, and we all want to be accepted. Those are the two things that you have to keep in mind while you're working with your kid. So buy some journals. You don't even have to spend a lot of money. Typically what I do is I go to the dollar store or I go to one of my craft stores and I go right to the dollar bins and buy inexpensive journals or just notepads and creative things to decorate them with, feathers, glitter, whatever, and special pens because that makes it more special. It makes it almost ceremonial. Now what you want to do is you want to set aside a little bit of time, 10 minutes, doesn't have to be an hour, you know. Sit with your kid and say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick a subject, a time in our lives, and we're going to go separately and we're going to write about it. We'll say, what do you want to write about? My favorite birthday, my favorite holiday, my favorite age, my favorite whatever. Now, believe it or not, it doesn't matter how old your kid is. They're going to have that favorite birthday, that favorite age, that favorite holiday, whatever. So now that you've homed in on it, there are no rules. That's it. Go somewhere and write about it. I'll see you in 2 days, the same time, the same spot. And then we'll swap journals. And we can either read them while we're together, whatever's more comfortable, or we'll take them and I'll read yours and you read mine, and we'll come back the next day and talk about each other's. Now, here's what you're doing. Your kid's going to be telling you things without them even knowing it. You know, this. My favorite birthday was this, you know, when I was 6 years old. And why was that? It was because mom did this or dad did that or my friend did this. They're telling you what they want and what they need. Pay attention to that. But don't let them know that that's what this is for. Remember, this is just for you to lock away in a time capsule so that when they're grown and gone, you can relive these fun times. It's a great exercise. And it's a brilliant way to get the kid to open up without them knowing why you're doing it. Because if they know why you're doing it, they're not going to.
You know, I am just, that is so powerful because, you know, your original premise when we started the show was, you know, to get authenticity, you know, off the ground, you really have to know what's in your kid's head. And what a fun way to find out what's in their head. And they don't even know what you're doing. And
exactly.
It's a valuable tool that you can use later in life to just recycle those good memories with your child, which is a gift because those are the priceless treasures, the times. But what an amazingly creative exercise to find out what's in their head, because you're going to find out when you read their description of the birthday or the age or whatever it is that you've selected, and you've suggested a few. You know, you're gonna get insight into how they view the world, how they feel about their family, how they view you, how they experience things. And I'm sure you have some stories you can share, but I would just love to, maybe the listeners would just love to hear a couple things that, you know, stand out for you on some of the experiences when you've been in workshops and, you know, people have tried this. What is some of the stuff they've discovered with their child?
Well, you know, the one thing that I discovered that I had that was, to me, I think one of the coolest things, and there are so many of them, but I think I had one grandmother that was there with her granddaughter, and the mother was there too. So there were three generations of women. There was the grandmother with her daughter and her daughter's daughter. So, you know, little one, mom, and grandma, and they're all in it together. And what the grandmother said to me, now the mother was like, wow, I really learned this important thing about my daughter. I really learned that she really wants and craves and needs this, but it wasn't something that I ever had an opportunity to find out what venue would I ever have had other than these exercises to pull that out of her. But the grandmother said to me, she wrote me the most beautiful letter afterwards and said, and the whole gist of this letter was, I have to thank you for the most precious gift anyone ever gave to me. I learned that my granddaughter has an absolutely adorable, fun side. All I ever see is her trying to please us. She's a great dancer. She's good in school. She comes home and puts her stuff up and talks about how she did great in this, did great in that. She wants to please us. But what I learned about my granddaughter was something that I am going to home in on now. And this grandmother, by the way, is a retired teacher. I am going to home in on this every moment I can for the rest of her life, because that was such a joy to watch her be spontaneous. I didn't know she had the ability to be spontaneous and fun. Everything she does is scripted and studied and rehearsed. And now I'm going to help, thanks to you, help her tap into that every day while I'm with her. You know what? That's payday for me.
Oh, I mean, I'm smiling while I'm listening to you. I'm just like, whoa, that's so great. And three generations like that. You know, people connect with people they know care about them and love them. And, you know, our hearts are really where the center of who we are, that authentic part, that unique, that one-of-a-kind brilliance. And when you are giving somebody this creative, brilliant idea, which Mumgenuity, you're going to do many more, but this one idea opens the door to an entirely different landscape. It's a new planet. It's undiscovered territory. But the beauty about this is they're going to want to engage in this, and it's not work. It's fun. And for any parent or anybody that has a hard time trying to ask, how do you feel, or what do you think about that, or this is why mom and dad have to do this, or, you know, whatever it is, especially if you're going through tough times in a family right now, which many families are with the economy and things, you know, you can really get into your child's head in a way where they're telling you, they're bringing everything to you. You just don't need to be attached to the results. Don't do the thinking for your child. What you're giving us with this great idea, and I love the example with the grandmother, is discovering something that you don't even know you're going to discover. I mean, how exciting is that?
Yeah, she came into it thinking she was going to, you know, have this epiphany that her granddaughter had some psychological whatever that she might need to, you know, that I might be overlooking. And no, it was this joyous, playful, spontaneous side to this structured little girl that the grandmother was just thrilled to have. Now, again, I've got a toolbox absolutely filled, overflowing with ideas. And the beauty of these ideas is they're not all, I mean, this journaling thing is definitely scripted. It's just that you're fooling your kid by not letting them know that. I mean, you're going to say, okay, we're going to share what our favorite whatever is, and then why it is. That's the other important side, not just what is your favorite age or what was your favorite birthday, but why. You want to make sure they give you the why, because that's going to give you the, you know. But then you start, once you start doing this, then you can get a little bit more sly with it. You can say to them, well, what do you want to talk about? I mean, is there anything that, like, your friends do that you'd like to do in their families? Or now you're planting key elements that are going to allow them to say, oh, well, you know what, my friend's family, you know, whatever, they do. Here's an example taking personal, my personal family. I am maniacal about dinner time at our home. I mean, first of all, maniacal about food. I'm a full-blooded Italian, so eat, munch, you know. But even though I'm fully, you know, full, more than full-time employed, I cook three meals a day. You know, I make breakfast for the family. My kids pack a lunch for, I pack my kids a lunch for school, and I make sure we have dinner together. Now, this has gravitated towards every one of my son's friends being at our home for dinner hour, too, which is fine. I've got a great big table. I'm happy with that. But when my sons were younger, I used to get, well, why do we have to be home for dinner? Nobody else has to be home for dinner. And I'd say, well, that's because, you know, no offense, but nobody else's mom's making that an issue, and I am, and it's an important one. And so one by one, the friends would show up at the Wilson house for dinner. And there now it's, I can't tell you on any given day who's going to be at my house for dinner. And one time I came home, and two of my son's friends, of course, they're adults now, they're in their 20s, but two of them were at my house and had already started making dinner for me. Hey, Mama D, they call me. You say, we got it under control. It's time for one of us to cook for you. Now, family dinner time is family dinner time at our house, not at their own home. But do you understand the importance of that in their world? Now, some of their parents have caught on to that and said, okay, talk to me. Tell me some stuff. And I do. I share what I know with them. But these kids will tell you eventually, ultimately, by their actions, if you give them the outlet, give it to them and pay attention to it. Do you think I was going to walk into my kitchen and say, oh, no, my kitchen, I'm the cook, get out of here. Honey, I put my feet up, poured a glass of wine and said, tell me when it's ready.
Well, you know, those are things. Hey, the thing that you do with your toolbox is, again, and we're going to make sure we get those websites in and people how they can sign up to get more creative ideas with Mom Ingenuity that's coming up. But, you know, we're going to eat anyway, but how are we going to do it and the why we do it together? I was just reading a study about how children are more likely to be how did they describe it in the study? Something about their stability and comfort, but communicating, telling their parents things just by having dinner with them on a regular basis, because that family dinner, that connectedness, that love, and all of that stability with the consistency psychologically opens the child up to want to divulge, you know, the more intimate side of themselves. So, you know, there's so many ways to do things, and unfortunately, and it gets back to what we were initially saying, you know, these were things that, you know, 100 years ago you wouldn't question having dinner together as a family, but because of the fast-paced world, because of our society just getting so anxiety-ridden and stressed out, you know, we've lost a lot of those basic tools in our toolbox that are going to help us in all areas of our life. And I think that's what's so great about what you do is, you know, you bring us back to those basics to build that solid foundation so that no matter what we have, you know, we're going to be on solid ground. And, you know, you have the results. You have the customer, I guess, testimonials, if you want to call them customer testimonials, of people where this has really worked. And I think that's where, to me, because if it can happen for somebody else in their family, it can happen to somebody listening. It can happen to you right now listening, or bringing a friend to this and doing it together and then having a buddy system and maybe sharing some ideas there. And that's how we help each other. So, you know, I just want to make sure, because we've only got 11 minutes left, can you give everybody the details for Mamagenuity, for your website, for your fabulous, because I am signed up to Debbie's Color My World newsletter, and you must be too. And believe me, every time it comes to my inbox and I see all the colors and the rainbow, I always feel really good. And the one thing about your newsletter is when you write in it, it's all different colors. Like in the paragraph, you have purple and red. It's just, it matches your whole theme. I love it. I don't know
how long
it must take you to do your newsletter, Deb. But I do love it and appreciate it. And everybody that's listening will too. So make sure. So tell us how everybody can sign up for this.
Well, my website is probably the easiest way. It's the hub for everything. The website is colormyworld.info. And there's a spot there that says sign up for Debbie's newsletter. There's a spot that says sign up for Debbie's blog. The Mamagenuity link is on my page that says Where in the World is Debbie? You can watch some of my morning show. I have a handful of video clips up there from some of my morning shows that give laser tips to parents and for adults on how to just tap into your creativity. Mama's Genuity is coming up at the end of this month. It's a three-part webinar. You will also be able to download it and listen to it, so if you can't actually attend. The dates are Tuesday, the 22nd of February, Thursday, the 24th, and then Tuesday, the 1st of March. And they're each an hour long. And I will be talking to moms on the family side of things, more tips and tools like the one I just did on journaling. I am going to tell you how to make the best. As you said, Deb, we are in such a fast-paced world. We're going from here to there to there to there. How do you make the most of car time with your kids? Usually that's dead time or a struggle time. Well, how was your day? All right, one-word answers. I'm going to give you fun ways to just make the best of that. Chore time, dinner time, bedtime. What do you do with your kids right before bedtime? Key things that are going to just explode into better communication skills. And this works with your kids, with your husband, with your boss, with your employees, with anybody you need it to work with. I am going to work again on Mama Genuity with the mom side, the parenting side. My colleague Tamara is amazing with helping you brainstorm business ideas. She doesn't think outside the box. She threw the box away. She thinks sideways, and I love that line. We're going to think sideways the whole time we're in this webinar. And as far as my colorful newsletter, Deb, if you could see the way I dress on a daily basis, it looks like a rainbow exploded all over me. But, hey, when you write a book called Color My World, then you're entitled to it. So,
feeling the love sprinkles. It's all love sprinkles. Got to have them.
Yes, you do. You absolutely do. But really and truly, I think that what I want to do is take the fear out of parenting, put the fun back in it, and show how easy it is while you're doing the dishes or whatever together, how you can just little tiny things that you could do to get that teenager to open up, to get that preteen, to get that tweener, whomever, whatever age you're dealing with, it works. It works. I have never had anyone say to me, yeah, you know, I tried that and it didn't work. They were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I actually got her to talk. I actually got him to listen. I've never had anyone say to me, yeah, I really am struggling with getting that to work. Not once.
Mm. And, you know, you're going to have to do these things anyway. You know, the great thing about your creative toolbox and all the things that you're going to share in the seminar and you share on your website is you're taking things that we're doing anyway, but it's the way you do them to get the better results. You know, you can have a grape or you can press it and make that wine. So it's the same thing, but it's in a different form. And which one has the flavor? You know, I am big into those fragrance burners. I love especially being in, you know, the Boston area. We've been, it's getting a little warmer now, but we've been pretty cloistered up here with, I don't know how many feet of snow this year. But I love those fragrance warmers. And you get the little potpourri. It's really in a solid form, and it doesn't really smell that much. But, boy, you get it under that burner. You put a little candle under it, and the whole house smells like a beautiful pine or cinnamon or whatever fragrance I decide to put in there. And I think that that's what you do for, or you're going to do for all of us, the listeners and people listening live or on replay. You know, you're that burner that says, hey, this is you. This is you in solid form. This is you and you're already great. You just need that little candle underneath you to really make the fragrance of your personality, of your child's life, of your child's personality, of your family really, you know, come to life so that you're already in there with everything that you need and, you know, you really unlock the door. And it's so simple. It's so easy. It's like scotch tape. Why didn't I think of that before? You know?
Right, right. Absolutely. And you know what, Deb, here's the beauty of this. You know, not only is it simple and easy and it's wonderful, you are bonding with your child right now. You know, when you're doing these little exercises, it's quality bonding time for here and now. But it's creating golden memories of a lifetime. My kids are older now, and when they say to me, oh, God, you know, I remember when and they'll talk about this little thing that we did together. And I think, you know, we struggled to pay for the theme park vacation or the beach house for the week or the whatever. And it's not what they're going to take away. Yeah, they're going to remember it and they're going to say, hey, that was fun. But guess what they're going to take away? You remember when Dad was repaving the driveway and we laid on that pile of gravel on our backs? We were looking up at the sky and we were talking about, what? Yes, I remember that. I can't believe you do. You know, those are what these kids are really made of. And when they grow up and they give it back to you, wow. I'm like, yeah, you do that happy mommy dance. Go ahead. You've earned it.
Mm. And, you know, I just celebrated my mom's passing of a couple weeks ago for, you know, it's been, I can't believe it's, it was in 2005, and she passed away of cancer at Mass General. But I got to tell you, you know, what do I remember? I don't remember the stuff. I remember the moments of the heart. I remember just what you're talking about, those things that give me that smile, that are the treasures, that are the moments when I can really celebrate how blessed I was to have my mom as my best friend. Those are the things that I remember, the talks, the times together. You know, those moments, which really boil down to being fully present for each other in that time. Whatever we were doing, we were fully present. We were really there for each other. We were authentic. And I think that that's the key, being fully present in the moment. And that is something that will last forever. You know, and those are the things that you're trying to catalyze through your exercises, through your you know, right brain, left brain, all these train niches that you have. And it's really about getting into that present moment and being who we are and knowing that we can be our most vulnerable and not be judged and be accepted and loved. And when we are in that place of power, knowing that we are fully loved, you know, the world becomes, you know, colorful, you know, to use your color, my world. It gives us new eyes to see things in a new way. But it's like anything else, Deb. If you're listening right now and you're saying, you know, I don't have that relationship with my child. I don't have these creativity tools, or I don't think I can do it. You know what? It's okay if you don't have that sight, because Debbie's created a set of glasses. And when you put those glasses on, it doesn't matter what your vision is. You'll be able to see clearly. And that's what the toolbox is. It's glasses to see the world in a colorful way, to experience it in a more authentic manner. And that's why if you can't make the calls with Deb and Tamara next week, you can always sign up and you can get the replay. And she's going to offer you some discounts to listeners today. So I just want to make sure, because we have to say goodbye. I'm so sad. I'm going to have Deb withdrawal.
No.
I've just so enjoyed this with you. But I just want to make sure that everybody really gets, because I usually have the chat room to write all this down, but since it's not working, my chat room, I just want to make sure it's really clear. So get your pencil out and write it down. Again, how to sign up for the course, how to connect with you, your email, Facebook, all of that, because we need to know Pete.
Okay. Well, my website is colormyworld.info. You can sign up for newsletter and blog and the Mama Genuity event on it. But if you want to go directly to the Mama Genuity event, it's Mama Genuity. I made that word up. So it's mamagenuity.eventbrite, and bright is brite.com. And with because of Deb Scott and her amazing product and show, I am offering anyone that's hearing this a 20% discount on the webinar. And so for that series, if you register on Eventbrite, it'll offer up a discount code. That code is Friends of Creativity, all one word, FriendsOfCreativity. Friends of Creativity is your discount code for 20% off. And you can thank Deb Scott for that, because she's so amazing. And I do want to say, Deb, real quick, that if the first thing they put in their creativity toolbox with their children is the book, Color My World, that may be the only thing they ever need, because the book is designed to do a lot of what I talk about. And it will just be the tool that catapults this for you.
Unbelievable. I tell you, I know that everybody listening feels as energized as I do, and I can't wait to see everybody, because I'm going to be there signed up taking this course as well. And I don't know anybody who couldn't enjoy it and benefit from it. And aren't we worth it? Aren't we worth the effort? Isn't it fun to discover ourselves and feel the love? I tell you, I really am grateful that you came on the show today, Debbie. And I know everybody else is, and I hope you'll come back.
I would love to come back, because there's so much we didn't get to talk about. Time just flies when you're having fun. And Deb, I'm having fun. So, yes,
I know.
Thank you.
Listen, life is too short to live it any other way. And as you said in Ebbet Hubbet, don't take life too seriously. You never get out alive. So you might as well have a few laughs, because none of us are staying, So we might
That's
as
right.
well enjoy it.
That's right.
All right.
You're
well,
here.
Listen, thank you so much for being here, Debbie, and thank you so much for listening. It's just a new show, really, since September. We've just had thousands and thousands of downloads, and iTunes has taken off now, because you can get your Mind Vitamins on the go. And this show wouldn't be anything without you. And the only reason I'm able to bring all these great guests to you is because you show up. So bring a friend. Marcus is a favorite. Follow us. Get the worry-free updates. Make sure you go right now before you forget and just enter. It takes 2 seconds. I've done it myself. Just sign up for Debbie's newsletter. Go to the website. Make sure that you have the sticky notes so that you don't forget to do it, because it's going to make a difference. It's those little keys in life that open the big doors to happiness. And we want you to be happy, because when you're happy, everybody else around you is happy, and we all help each other. So everybody have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow. My guest is Tom O'Neill. He's coming from New Zealand, and he is an international expert on writing CVs and businesses. And then Friday morning, the 18th, I have Rick and Sandy from Midlife Road Trip. You've seen them on national TV. Is that going to be fun? How to make midlife fun. This is all about having fun. Fun, fun, fun. So make sure you tune in tomorrow and Friday, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Best People We Know radio show. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.